episode 2 of the MacGyver Podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Duke.
And I'm Mac Jackson.
And this episode is going to be a commentary of the pilot episode of season 1 of MacGyver. And Mac's going to tell us how that's going to go down.
Well, if you have the discs at home, we obviously are going to take the first disc. Get past all of the commercials that first pop up for Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy. So you're going to get to the main episode section where it's 4 episodes. The pilot episode should be highlighted. And so we're going to hit play together, so that way we're all in sync. And it'll be on 3. So if you're ready, here we go. 1, 2, play.
All right.
See, even the music is intriguing to me right from the beginning.
From the start. And it puts you somewhere and you have to focus to see what's going on.
But I like it because you don't know anything about this yet.
Right, you just see this and then it tells you that.
Somewhere in Central Asia, okay.
And then, bam, you know.
Well, even then you don't quite see it.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, there's a guy there. Okay. You know, I mean, that's cool. I'm intrigued already.
And then there he is.
Love this.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Well, he's already charming, and you know, I'm comfortable with whoever this guy is.
Right, because it makes you comfortable.
He's got a charm to the way he's reciting a story.
Right. Makes you want to listen to it.
And think about this, too. This is his job. Before you even get into trouble, well, we want you to scale this mountain.
Yeah. I love that.
Makes you wonder what he did to him.
Yeah, so much for Hector.
And he took his clothes, so at least his jacket and his hat.
Yeah.
So he knocked that guy out quick.
And I love how he does that. You know, he just drinks his.
Mm-hmm. Well, while you're there, you just climbed a mountain. You might as well.
Might as well. Make yourself comfortable.
I'd be a bit parched.
A bit parched myself.
And you know what I like too?
What?
If you look, he's wearing the jacket and the hat, but everything else is what he was wearing. Yep. Oh, and the gloves. But everything else. So, you know.
He gets the sweatpants.
He's wearing the pants, the boots, if they paid closer attention. So he's really rolling the dice.
Right.
He's hoping that they're just taking it for granted that he's one of their guys.
Of course, you see this for the first time, you wonder, what on earth is he going to do with that, you know?
Well, and I can't help but wonder, did he already have a plan in his head of using it the way that he ends up using it?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because he had time to kill while you're climbing that mountain.
Exactly. But of course, then
how am I getting off once I'm done?
Right.
And nothing else to do, might as well cut your hair.
Might as well.
Barber doesn't come until Tuesday, so. I love that. It's an added wrinkle.
Right. And of course, we see the knife, which is the model that I have.
Me too. My first one.
Yep. You know, you see him throw that, and it's like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know.
Also gutsy.
And then when he says, I want that knife back, which is great.
Yeah. And he threw a knife, and it stuck.
Yeah.
That's gutsy.
Yeah, because if it had dropped, you know, what are you going to do?
Right. Oh, I got to go get it.
And I like this because, you know, not everything is going to go as planned. He's going to have to struggle a little bit, you know,
mm-hmm.
for that because it's mm-hmm. a tin steak. Last second.
Oof. And that's the thing that I noticed a lot with this series that they did so well. It's that Indiana Jones quality of narrowly getting out of danger, only to fall into the next trap.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, Indiana Jones' signature for that.
And of course, you see a set of tools and you know right then he's professional, knows what he's doing.
Or at least he was trained on how to dismantle this bomb.
Right.
Or missile, I should say.
Correct.
Uh-oh. Oops.
He's like, uh-oh. Keeps his calm, you know, keeps his cool even in the, you know, the situation gets hot.
Well, you know, he's like, okay.
Time to work with this.
I'm gonna
let's
die.
He's like, let's try something.
Nothing.
Nope. Try again. And you are on the edge of your seat and you're thinking, what is he going to do with this? And then, bam, last second.
And I like this.
Yeah, just rest your head on it.
You get to take a moment and thank God you're alive. Love this.
Yeah, because you're like, wow, this is cool. He's going to do something with a gun.
Well, and he ends up doing the same thing later on, too.
Right. Yeah, oh yeah.
I remember that. Later episode, which I love.
Yes, with matches too. Puts in his mouth.
Boom. It's realistic. You hit the guy with the butt of a gun, he's not getting up.
Nope.
Now this scene coming up is the one that people seem
it's
to...
a bit controversial.
Yeah, but it really isn't, if you watch.
True.
I'm with you.
Hear that line a lot.
Yeah, I agree with it. But I'll watch.
To right there.
Boom, he hits the plane. He doesn't shoot at a person.
I mean, he's letting them know that they have a gun. Hand, you know, wouldn't you? You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and this that comes up again. He ends up shooting a gun in the air in
right,
the future
right here you
to
see,
prove yeah, a point.
Exactly. And you see him use the light tester. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Poor pilot.
Now, I wish they showed the rest of the scene that we never got to see of him actually delivering to the Pentagon.
Famous theme song?
You know, it's only in a... It's on YouTube.
Yes.
But they never let us see it. Great beginning. Different explosion.
Yes. A little off with the...
I still get the chills when I hear this, though.
I know. And it's both of Unite's ringtone, as we mentioned.
Like I mean, it's an excellent theme, but also because of all that it means to me. and you. I think it's funny that they use the clip of him eating ice cream during the credits.
Yeah, so do I.
It's not the most action-packed scene.
No, but it tells you a little something about him. Yeah. I love that at the end where he knows. I love that.
And they kept it, too.
Yep.
And that's that famous observatory.
Yes.
It was in Rebel Without a Cause. And get to see his little brother.
Yep.
Stuff like this that inspired me to do Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
I know what you mean.
But it's so funny now because every time I watch, even in reality TV, they'll show like an exterior shot of the city and they always take that observatory. And every time I see it, oh, that's where MacGyver lived.
Yep.
For one episode. Yeah, you know, I've seen it in movies and TV shows. And what's something is this is supposed to be California where he lives, and they actually did film it in California for the first couple seasons.
Right.
And then once they moved to Canada, they didn't say he moved to Canada. They just, he just lived in a different place in California. See, this is still impressive by today's standards.
Yeah, because, even though...
Like the sci-fi high-tech element doesn't look dated.
No, even though it was 27 years ago. It's still really cool.
Wow, 27 years, yeah.
Can you imagine? I know. I was negative 10.
I was 10.
I know.
I like that little addition of showing the floors they could going
just,
by.
They could just show the back, but they didn't. Yeah.
Yep. Could have just been an elevator. I like that.
So you see them building a story between these two.
Yeah. Well, if you look around the place, I believe that that's how it would look. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like it's a set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just, you know. And you see these two have a friendship.
Yeah, very cute. They would correspond with each other. That's nice.
With the old men.
And to like throw in little, you know, a chess game between them. That's fun.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. It wasn't that bad of a chess move.
Then you realize he's, you know,
high. Yeah. If he was smart, he would have put it under the chess table.
Right.
And that would have done the trick.
No, second thoughts there. Wow. You see that?
That's not good.
No.
Damage. And this part is really not good.
Acid leak.
Man. That's scary. I mean, they do a good job of setting up a big problem.
Yeah. They tell you right, you know, they tell you.
Well, it's not just that people, you know, people are trapped. Well, that happens all the time. Oh, no, there's acid leaking now. I would love to know if Gant here was supposed to be his recurring boss in the beginning. You know what I mean? Or if he was just like a, I work for the government. I'm one of the guys that you have to deal with.
Yeah, that is a good, yeah.
You know, I'd love, because this guy's a great actor. I've seen him in so many things.
He is, for sure.
And I wonder if the producers had planned.
I don't know.
He wasn't in the beginning credits, so you wonder.
That is true.
I think that he has to think about it too. He's like, You know, he doesn't do the, well, of course I'll do it. Yeah. No, give him a second.
Yeah, he's got to think about it. It's life or death here. And you see the frustration here of the employees. High pressure situation.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, amazingly, they're still alive.
Yeah, it's because
you could have just put it under the chest. We
didn't put the bomb in the right place.
No, it's like, how do you misplace? Obviously, the guy wasn't a professional.
You're gonna be playing chess,
or at least move the chest table closer to the wall. I mean, come on.
Unless you hand the guy the bomb,
here,
the best
hold
place
this
to
for
put
me.
It is under the chest table.
hold this for 3 more seconds. I'll leave the room. Cool helicopter.
And that's cool, too. I like that that's a very unassuming building.
Right.
But all the magic happens down below.
Because it's supposed to look like a radio thing, isn't it? Like a radio broadcast, because it says... Oh, look, here we see the Calgary cap for the first time.
Yeah.
The lovely hat. Was he wearing sunglasses there?
Was he what?
Was he
sunglasses?
Wearing... Yeah, was he? It looked like he was there for a second. I don't even remember.
Might have been. I never really had noticed either of those two things originally.
Yeah.
Because he's not wearing them now, and him getting off the copter wasn't something that I originally paid attention to.
Right. See, and this is why we have two people on the podcast.
Well, it was only until recently that I noticed the Calgary hat.
Did I point it out to you?
No, it was a little couple years ago. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, when I first got these on DVD, I'm like, oh, okay, look at that. I thought it was a few episodes later that we first saw the hat.
Yeah. Did we see Dana Elker? That's not bad.
That's not good.
Okay,
not a good
thing. Not at all. I love this. He's so calm about it, too.
Yeah. Well, it shows his knowledge about obscure things, too. Not like that. He just kind of, okay. Good old Dana Elkar.
Look at him. He's so happy. And he played such a great part in this show.
He was a great boss.
And I think you've said this a couple of times when we're not recording. You said this to me a couple times. Like, there are certain lines that if anybody else said besides him, they would
just be so corny, cheesy
and bad. You know, like, MacGyver, what are you doing? It's a bomb, you know.
Right, like, How could you do that? Like,
and I love this right here, and then this between them. Like, the whole back, you know, I love that.
Yeah. I think he's aggravating him.
Getting on his nerves a little bit.
Love that line.
Yes.
That is a classic line. I have a bag like that too.
I wanted to get one. I found one. It's made by Rothko, I believe. It's a khaki paratrooper bag. It's like $23 on Amazon.
I mean, it's a good overnight bag.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I mean, if you're just, you know.
Of course, I bet you could wear them like when you're biking too, because I know they make messenger bags.
Yeah.
Love the way he does this too. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. And right there, it shows you what those lasers will do.
Yep.
Yeah, very all smart.
Yeah.
I love they just aggravates him through the whole thing.
He's like, what are you doing? You can tell he hasn't done this before.
I love that.
Yeah.
He's just aggravating him.
Is he really taking
it? He's trying.
He knows what he's doing, you know, aggravating him too.
Oh, yeah.
And this is so cool to see this, because this is actually a scientific fact too.
Well, sure. Funny, he's like, all right, can we turn off his mic?
Yeah. I love what he says here too.
Yeah,
so many good quotes in this first episode.
Actually, in most of them. But oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right. In this episode in particular. I don't know if they did that on purpose.
His facial expressions.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I love how that goes dark, you know, to open up for the new. I love that.
Uh-huh.
It's perfectly well-timed, you know, well-thought-through.
I wonder if the writers knew that they were giving him such quotable quotes, or if it's just his delivery.
I'm sure it's just his delivery. And the writers have part to do with it, but his delivery just makes it. Which is why,
you know what I mean?
Casting of this part, I know exactly what you mean. You know.
Because he tends to make just casting the average just line sound charming.
Uh-huh.
You know?
For sure, without a doubt. I love that. You know, you could tell he gets scared because, you know, everybody would. If that went off, you know, he's not just like the average hero that nothing scares me. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, he's the, yeah, they always say the reluctant hero because he's not trying to be the hero. He's just trying to help.
Right.
Which I love. See, I would have gone with a different rhythm to see if they would have responded.
Yeah.
And then bum, 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 and have them go bum, bum. Bum. Okay, there's somebody behind there.
There's life. He already's got a plan.
And it's something, too, with the way that he was written during this first season, or at least the first half of the season, he's much more sure of himself, I guess would be the way of saying it.
Yeah.
They tend to have him... It's not arrogance, it's being sure of what he's doing.
Right.
Like he the scene that comes up where he's explaining what chocolate is made out of.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He wouldn't do that later on, I don't think.
No.
I can't see him taking the time to explain to somebody this is the breakdown of chocolate.
No, because he wouldn't sit there and tell them that. Right.
But yet it's not such a departure.
And plus, people wouldn't want to listen to that. Like, who does this guy think he is? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's not such a departure that it feels like it's two different characters. It just feels like him in different situations responding to different types of people. Like you could see him pause a little longer in later episodes before he does something. Mm-hmm. Or go, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know.
Hello.
Just thought I'd drop in.
How you guys doing? Look at that guy. The face expression on these people is really funny, too.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at him, he's like, whoa! Like, that poor guy's got, like, half his face is gone. And there's nothing wrong with that guy.
He must have been standing, he must have been closer to the chess table. No.
whoa.
Why?
What does he mean to you?
Are you in love with him?
He's my father.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, are you trying to get employee of the month? What are you aiming for here?
Give that woman a raise.
I like it, actually. It looks like she's filled up. This is a scene that they never show on TV.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Why? Only until I got the DVDs that I remember this scene.
Do they edit it out because of length or what?
Yeah. Yeah, because they have to throw in more commercials.
Yeah, because commercials are longer now, because I think now hour-long stuff is 42 minutes and commercials are the rest, and then 30-minute long stuff is 22 minutes and commercials are the rest.
I know it.
We're getting longer and longer. Commercials used to be fun to watch back in the day.
Hmm.
Remember.
Well, she is asking his name, and he tells them later on, she likes my name.
Yeah.
Well, when you watch on TV, you're like, oh, apparently they had that conversation. Okay.
Right. Where was that? Oh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Imagine if she touched it.
I have my arm.
You probably would have just melted.
Just burst. Oops. Her arm would just burst into flames.
I knew you shouldn't have tagged along.
Yeah, that's not good. At all. Max, look at his face. She's like, I'm glad I didn't touch that. Like, she should be hugging him right now.
Honestly.
It's like, you just, yeah.
She didn't say thank you, did she?
No, she didn't even, like, take the, like, who do you think you are? All
right, tell you what, go ahead, touch the door now.
Actually, it turns out it's safe. Why don't you put your hands on that? Both of them at the same time. Hey, now, I would stop for chocolate, too.
Honest to God, I would, too. I mean,
free Hershey bars? Come on, now. Really? Vending machine's broke. I'm getting down there. I'm getting
some. They have some good stuff in there, too.
They do. Got 80s chocolate.
And by the way, I just saved your life, so why don't you give me a hard time?
Lose the tune, Missy. I love this, because she's like, ah. He's like, what?
No, you had to bring it up, didn't you?
And then she yells his name. He's like, what? And I love how he puts her through. I love how he puts her through first. You know what I mean?
Could be something sharp on the other side. Who knows?
Yeah, just, here, you, throw the girl through. Here, you cover the spikes with your body. And I'll jump through the door.
Over you. Thank you.
I've always thought at this scene, it looks like there was no glass right here. You know what I mean?
Just clean.
I guess. But then at the other parts, you can tell there is.
Yeah. It's not like people are necessarily up there putting their fingerprints all over it. You know, things were working well and people weren't dead.
Yeah.
No, this is heaven and it's really disappointing. Yeah, we're still alive.
Hello, this is heaven.
Kind of deadly, though.
No kidding.
Deadly gas.
They're like, who put that together?
Yeah, honestly.
Here comes Mr. Fire Extinguisher guy.
He's just standing off to the side waiting for this to happen.
He's like, these guys don't know what they're doing. Come on now.
Like, and he's like,
I finally get to do my job.
What a day to have an electrician take up vacation.
They pay me year-round to stand here with the fire extinguisher waiting for something to catch on fire. I finally get to use it. I love how he's so calm throughout all this.
Well, at that point, you don't have a choice. You're either going to...
But, you know, there are some people who not act well under, react well under pressure.
No, most people wouldn't. There's the Henley shirts.
Yep.
Love those shirts.
Absolutely.
And that's very much his style.
She's like, your shirt. I've got one of those plaids, and so do you, I believe. We both got a Henley, too.
But, I mean, those white Henley shirts are...
They go
just
with everything, and they're so comfortable.
Yeah.
Whoa, now.
There's the thank you he was waiting for.
It's like, all right, that was worth the wait. It's not like we don't see that happen again. He's like, all right, mask up. You ever try to, like, I think you've mentioned this before, like, hold your breath during this whole scene?
Yep. Yeah, just for fun, because I've seen it 100 times. It's fun to just see if you can hold your breath until he gets the air vents on.
I love how he helps her out, too.
I'm sure.
Sure, he isn't dead. It's just in a coma.
Just the people down below are.
It's just in a coma. I wasn't going to say that, but that's terrible. I love it. Watch his eyes in this right here. Watch this.
Oh, I know.
And I love the scene, how they're following her legs.
He's very expressive. I mean, that,
yeah,
that whole...
Watch this right here. Yeah. Whoa, okay. Yeah, and he knows what he's doing. It's cool sound effects.
This guy's like, I don't really want to have to break that news to this guy.
Yeah. Someone else want to come tell him?
I really can't blame them.
Yeah, because think about it, you know.
From a military perspective, they are right.
From a tactical point of view.
You don't know if this guy is going to succeed.
Yeah, you don't.
I mean, as much as it sucks for him, I understand. If he fails, they have to have a backup plan ready.
Looking all dirtied up.
Oh, sure.
She's like taking her steps carefully.
It's funny too, you can hear a bit of a regional accent come from him.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Now this is the scene I'm talking about.
Yeah, which I think you and I can both quote. Yeah, I do see what you mean about the regional accent thing. I think I've noticed that before, though. I just never really thought about it that much.
Yeah.
Because I've just gotten used to it. You see it in other episodes, but not near as much. I don't know why.
Well, no, because he's yelling through that, so it's going to, you know.
Oh, well, yeah.
The way he's delivering those lines have a certain punctuation like that.
That's, like, spot on.
It, right?
See, 12, 8, 22, 0, 11. Yeah, but, like, and even all throughout this episode, though. Yeah, and I was like, he's like, oh, please do not make me fall over.
Yeah. Well, it's, I love that you could tell it's a Hershey bar, but they couldn't use the Hershey name.
Right. Which is totally why you would grab 12 of them. I mean, I would.
It's the same wrapper, but like they...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Hershey's bars are expensive. Yeah.
Otherwise, you pay money.
She's like totally nervous breaking the bar up. Yeah. She's so happy. She's like,
yeah. I wouldn't blame her.
No, I'd be like, ass. I wouldn't even like, I don't know, run down
the shot. Takes the skin off skeletons?
Yeah. Max like, huh? Because he doesn't want to look up. He wants to be a perfect gentleman and not look up, you know?
Yeah.
You ever thought about that before?
Well, I remember on Moonlighting in the pilot episode, he's looking up her dress as they're climbing a ladder.
Yeah.
Like, later on, you wouldn't hear him take the time to explain the chemical breakdown of chocolate to people.
No.
But I understand why they did it here. Especially on a pilot episode, they need to explain why this is going to work. It's funny, I remember those intercoms too.
Yeah, do you?
Remember they see him wearing his dog tags or some type of chain in this episode, too.
See, this is like the different perspective thing. See, you remember those intercoms. See, I've never, I wouldn't because, you know.
Oh, yeah. Some places, believe it or not, still have it.
I do believe that, actually. I've seen them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen them, but I've never, like, you know. There's that line that everyone takes and distorts. You have to make a bomb. You know, he never did.
It's a great line, though. It really, it sums up
and his reaction to it. His reaction to it. Wow, you got any? You know?
Yeah, because I could.
Good. Love that. Hear that so much, too.
I think that,
MacGyver, think.
To watch him think.
Because he doesn't just do whatever. He actually thinks.
Can you imagine MacGyver saying, "All right, yeah, good job." You know, he impressed MacGyver.
Yeah, can you lifelong accomplishment? After that, that you're done. There's nothing else.
Okay, I've achieved it all.
That's it. I'm done. I'm going home.
So funny, right from this first episode, I'm like, okay, so carrying a pocket knife comes in handy all the time.
And it does. You and I have got stories we told in the first episode. I know it now,
but think about me at 10 years old watching this for the first time.
Yeah.
Well, going, huh.
Love to watch him work, too, don't you?
Yep. Yep. I'd love to know what that is at the end of his chain around his neck.
What earth?
If it's his dog tags or if it's, you know, something else.
I see this guy looks nervous. And here. He's getting a little antsy. Like, think about it. He just made a bomb, and just watch how casual he is. She's like, "Oh my gosh," and he's like, "So."
So how's your day going?
Puts his arm around her. Come here. He's totally not even, you know. Just.
Now, he told you to wait there.
Yeah, nice.
Listen.
Nice convenient square on the other side. Love that.
Are you going to listen?
Yeah, stay there. It's MacGyver. He's telling you to do something.
Well, that's a fine how do you do.
Hey, how you doing?
Somebody does not like to lose at chess.
No. It's my game. I should have won. He cheated. She's like, I probably should have listened now. That guy still hasn't figured out what's going on.
I love how they're talking about the ozone layer.
Yeah, something scientific.
10 years before people... Yeah. Use it in, you know, everyday conversation.
Yeah. Not just something totally out of the blue, you know, just random. It's like, oh, that can never happen. It's something scientific, you know what I mean?
Well, think about it now. Everybody knows about the ozone layer.
Well, yeah.
Nobody did then. True. It wasn't a common thing back then. It wasn't household conversation. Okay.
Mike's like, sit down.
Yeah. Way to stop the bullet, dummy.
Hey, he saved your life earlier.
More than once.
Yeah. Could have taken two bullets.
I'm going to get another kiss in because you're not going anywhere.
I really want that cold that you have. So I'm going to get one more in just to double check that. I love this right here. Because you're like, what is he going to do? What is he going to do? You know?
Well, it makes me want to learn Morse code.
Right.
I know SOS, but everybody should know that.
Yeah. Especially as Boy Scouts. They're like, whoa. And then I love this guy. And I love what they're saying, you know.
Okay, he's still telling you stuff.
Yeah, it's like, ha ha.
Kind of hungry. Like please, a steak when we come up.
Please drop snack through opening. Send down food. And some chocolate.
Oh, wait. We're good on the chocolate.
Actually, never mind. Just food. And some milk. One more time. I just want that cold.
Yeah. Don't you go dying on me now, okay?
And he's like, we have a dying woman here. She's been shot. Can we go, please?
Now, right here is where the episode would typically end. They wouldn't show this last thing on TV.
Yeah. Well, I love that smirk, you know. Classic.
Yeah.
This is a really cute scene.
Well, I always wish they explained, you know, showed more of his apartment and explained why he moved from there.
I'm a short kid. Great.
And here we go at the end credits where it's the actual moving scenes as opposed to the stills. Which, when
I
saw this
for the first time, I thought, well, that's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I always enjoyed watching the frozen pictures at the end that they just changed later on, just because even though I just saw the episode, I reminisce about what I just saw.
Right.
And there we go. All
right.
First episode completed.
All right, we plan to do, I don't know if we mentioned this in episode one or not, we plan to do all episodes, well, all seven seasons, and the two TV movies. So it should be a really fun ride.
Yeah, we're going to space them out, of course. Of course. Between our random chit-chat.
Yes.
Yeah, because not everybody is watching the episodes, even though they should be.
Yes.
I think I've converted a couple people since our first podcast. Yeah. Somebody told me, you know, I never watched MacGyver, but I listened to your podcast, and it's enjoyable to listen to. So that says a lot.
Yeah, it does, and I've heard people say that to me, too. So let's do, I mean, unless you have any closing comments, Mac, I guess we'll do recommendations.
Yeah, we could do that.
I don't necessarily have anything. I'm kind of dry.
Really? No movies, or?
No, I haven't really been doing much.
Well, were you playing a video game before?
I was. I recommend Minecraft. Let's recommend that. That's a fun game. It's a sandbox game. So there's my recommendation.
Tell me about it. I don't know anything about it.
It was developed a couple of years ago, actually. It's everything in the game is cubes. Everything is squares. It's a PC game. Everything is made of squares in the game. And it's got like a pixelated look to it, but it's like in HD. And it's really cool. And you start off, you spawn randomly, and it's got all these items and stuff. It's really taken off popularity on YouTube has, because it's a community game pretty much, and there's mods for it and all this stuff. It's really fun. You should check it out. It's a lot of fun. So
yeah, I have a what is it, an Xbox?
And the Minecraft just came out for Xbox 360 actually.
Oh really? So, okay, because I got like that for Father's Day a couple years ago, and I go through waves of playing games. Like I can't just every day I'm going to go play a video game, because you come home from work and I'm playing with the kids, and then you know if I have any energy left afterwards, I'm working on music or something. I go through maybe, I don't know, a month of playing games.
Yeah.
So, but the games I have, I love. I have, the Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yes,
which that's I'm playing, supposed to be so good. And I already bought the sequel, the Arkham City.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, granted, I'm a Batman's probably my favorite superhero.
Yeah.
Batman from DC side, Batman's my favorite, and then on Marvel side, Daredevil.
Yeah,
so to have a game where it's the voices from the TV show, the animated Batman TV show from the 90s that started it is the best Batman animated so far. To have the same voices from that and be able to play as Batman, it's fantastic. I guess that would be one of my recommendations. The other bit of news that I found out about, which kind of breaks my heart, I don't know if you've watched Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes on Disney XD.
Some of it.
It's fantastic. Now, I'm more of a DC guy over a Marvel guy. If I had to pick one, I feel I relate more to DC comics.
Yeah.
With Batman being my favorite and all. But I was never big on the Avengers. I never cared about Cap or Iron Man or Thor. This, before the movies even, swayed me. Watching the episodes of this series, it's done with such care. I love it. It's one of the best. I guess it's the best Marvel cartoon I could think of.
Spectacular Spider-Man was so good, though.
Which one?
Spectacular Spider-Man.
All right. Yes, seasons. You're right. Spectacular Spider-Man was better.
Voice acting was incredible. They took so much time with it, and it had to be canceled. But I don't know.
I know why it got canceled.
Well,
It got canceled because they wanted the powers that be. See, Sony owns the rights to...
That's right, I know now,
The movie thing. Yeah, the movie. Spider-Man. That's why they couldn't have Spider-Man appear in the Avengers, even in a cameo. And so, as excellent as Spectacular Spider-Man was, they ended it so that they can get their new show under their own banner.
Which is Ultimate Spider-Man, right?
Ultimate Spider-Man under the Marvel banner. So it's Marvel that created Ultimate Spider-Man, which isn't as good as Spectacular.
It couldn't be.
I would say if you had to go, which is better, Avengers or Spectacular Spider-Man, it'd be Spider-Man, hands down.
Yeah, and then Josh Keaton, what a voice actor. And video games, he's incredible. He can do anything from Wolverine to Spider-Man. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Such a wide range. And it's incredible. I thought he was great. He was in the Superman, I think it was Superman, Batman, Shazam, I believe is what it was. Or what
was that? Okay.
That animated, that he was like the bully. He was like the bully homeless guy.
All right.
Or like the bully with the, that was him. And he can just play anything.
Well, the Avengers one that's on now is done with that same level of care, and it's excellent because everybody likes Spider-Man, but this made me care about the Avengers.
Yeah,
and it's in its second season now, but where the heartbreak comes in is that I found out that they're not going to pick it up for a third season.
Oh, why not?
Same thing they did with Spider-Man. It doesn't matter how good it is, we want to stop it and start it again because they want to make it. Oh, what are they going to call it? Avengers Assembled. And they're going to have it focus more on the team from the movie. Which you pretty much had that already with the Avengers that are on now. But I guess they want to make it closer to the movie, I guess, since it's such a big hit. But I think they're, oh, what's the term? Chopping off their nose to spite their face.
Right, there you go.
So my recommendation, TV-wise, I guess, would have to be about watching The Avengers on Disney XD while you can. Granted, it's on at a terrible time for the average viewer because it's Sunday morning.
I was going to say.
Sunday morning, I think, at 11:30. But I just record it, and you know, you could DVR anything, and you can watch it on demand if you have the right cable company. But if you care about comics or superheroes or just good writing, check it out while you can. Because I don't know how good the next Avengers are going to be. And this new Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man,
yeah,
not so hot. I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still recording it for Mikey, and you know, we watch it together, but it's nowhere near as good as Spectacular Spider-Man.
Right. I have one more recommendation, though, that I thought of.
Cool.
I want to recommend this podcast.
oh, that's subtle.
And episode one, shameless plug. Recommend episode one. And Harmony Constant, recommend your band again.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's
I can never do. I cannot do that enough. Just Harmony Constant, Harmony Constant, Harmony Constant.
Harmony Constant. It's my wife.
Constantly,
and I.
Harmony Constant. See what I did there?
And Sean, who he's just a string virtuoso. I mean, he anything with strings, banjo, mandolin, he's learning the sitar. I mean,
wow.
Anything with strings, he loves and he picks up and learns. He has instruments that I've never even heard of. But anyway, I use his talents for banjo, mandolin, and guitar so far, because I play the main guitar and he pretties it up with his stuff. But yeah, Harmony Constant, check us out. Facebook, MySpace, anywhere really. We have some songs that you can buy on iTunes and Amazon and all that good stuff. So yeah, all right, I'll go with that shameless plug too, I guess.
Yeah, shameless plug, pimpin'.
And definitely, you know, spread the word about this podcast.
Yeah, tell your friends.
Feel free to write in questions, comments. We'll read them on air.
Definitely,
you know,
we'll read them out.
We want everybody to feel part of this. We don't want this just to be the two of us.
Yes.
Rambling on. If we can get your thoughts in here, fantastic.
Like we said, episode one, it's a collaborative thing, you know.
Yeah, so please spread the word.
If you have any questions at all that you want me and Mac to answer about MacGyver or anything in general for that matter, you can send an email to MacGyverPod@gmail.com. So it's MacGyverPod@gmail.com. Just send us your questions. Just title it question for the podcast, and we'll read it out and answer it on the next episode.
Yeah, and Thomas has started a Facebook page for the MacGyver podcast.
Just search MacGyver podcast on Facebook, and it should come up. You can actually search it on Google, and it should come up as well under Facebook.
Yeah. So just you can't miss it.
Make sure to like that for sure, and you'll get podcast updates from there and certain things like that. So any closing comments, Mac?
Just as always, thanks for listening, and please keep listening.
Yeah, so expect episode 3 out sometime in the future.
Woohoo! We're planning on discussing the potential MacGyver movie and our feelings on that, as well as the new comic book that's going to be coming out in the next couple months. I pray to God it's good.
Me too. I haven't read comics in a
little tease. I know a lot of licensed comic books that come out aren't as good as they could be.
I haven't read picked up comic books in every year, but I'll do it for MacGyver because, heck, you know.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, so thanks everyone again for listening, and be sure to tune in for the next episode, and make sure you subscribe on iTunes and share this podcast with all your friends, because like I said, we want to get this thing rolling and let it take off. So yeah, thanks everyone for listening.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.